Not from the scoreline, but certainly from the performance in the last half hour against the league leaders. It was very commendable. And with a wee bit of luck near the end, if a pass had been given rather than a kick ahead, they could have come away with a fourth try and a losing bonus point. The final score was 45-27. But certainly, I think the Irish boys would say that on the last 25 minutes of the game, it was a flattering. They showed their class by scoring very quickly. I mean, but it was actually Letterkenny who were out of the blocks quickest. And they had 10 points on the board after 7 minutes. Firstly, winger Daniel Faulkner got over, and Peter Scott, right half, converted and then kicked the penalty. Irish came back then and had a try from their full-back, Robbie Grant, was converted. That made it 10 points to 7. And then their winger, Jack Smith, he then extended the lead to 12-10 for the visitors. The problem was, that was about the 18th minute. Play was pretty even, but the 8 or 9 minutes before half-time really took the game away from Letterkenny. Ard scored 3 tries through the right half, Johnson, and their winger. Johnson got 2 tries and their winger. Those 3 were converted, and that meant that turned around 31-13 in the rears, and that was quite a lot to do. As to say, the first half, it was 5 tries, 3 conversions for Ard, and then Letterkenny had 10 points. The second half, unfortunately, didn't get any better. There was another try by left-wing Jack Smith, and that gave him his brace of tries, and that was converted. But then, as I said, about the 50th minute, Letterkenny really lifted their game, and they put on a lot of pressure. And eventually, they were rewarded when Daniel Faulkner got over the post after many phases. That was converted, so that was a 38-20. Then 5 minutes later came another score for Letterkenny, whenever again a lot of faces, and out half Scott showed his power to get over, converting his own try, 38-27, and everybody was realising another 5 points would possibly get Letterkenny 2 points. But they were attacking them with about 3 or 4 minutes to go down the left. The player with the ball decided to put in a wee grubber kick, which on the day could have proved very useful, instead of maybe giving the ball out to the winger. Unfortunately, from their point of view, the ball bounced beautifully for out half Johnson, who picked it up in the 22 and just was straight up the middle of the pitch, because everybody was going to the left. He went straight down the middle of the pitch onto the post, and that was converted. And that, of course, took the game away from Letterkenny as regards getting points. That was the final score of 45-27. But certainly very commendable, and there's a Letterkenny certainly have improved greatly. That's their first defeat this year. But, you know, they were playing against a team who most people would say, barring any accidents or injuries to them, that will probably be promoted next year to Championship 1, because they are a side capable of playing there. And as I said at half-time, there's a few players on that team who I remember playing senior rugby, and so they're well experienced in that thing. But from Letterkenny's point of view, that young side has certainly developed a lot this year, and especially at that scoreline of 38-13 to come back and score those tries, it was absolutely superb. The final score here at the Dave Gallagher Grounds was Letterkenny 27, Ards 45, and in the Minor League West, the other score was Inishowen 18, Letterkenny 2nd, 7th.